Hi there. I am Matthew, the student. How are you?
I am with Gramps.
My Gramps has been training me to be a storyteller like him. Therefore, I am going to tell you the story of a young lad who started a new school year after his family moved into the neighborhood. The young student had no friends. The kids at school teased him because his parents bought him thrifty clothes. He got in trouble for speaking out of turn in class because students seated behind him kept poking him. The teacher missed seeing it. Another day after class, he got into a fight with the class bully. The teacher saw that and wrote a note home to his father. Dad was not pleased about the bad report, so he sent his son out to the backyard. The son had to report to the woodshed. He was expecting a spanking. But instead, Dad told him to pick up a hammer and a carpenter's nail. Dad told the son to hammer that nail all the way into the backyard post that held up the privacy fence. For the next couple of weeks, the school kids continued to tease the boy, which caused him to be distracted and not pay attention to the teacher's lessons. Again, a note was sent home to Dad. The young lad found himself going to the woodshed to pick up a hammer, a carpenter's nail, and smash it down into the pole holding up the fence. This continued for another 6 weeks. The backyard post holding up the privacy fence had several carpenter nails pounded into it by that time. The boy was getting tired of doing this repetitive routine, and his fingers were getting some blister sores. So he went to his dad to talk about the problem. Dad told his son if he could ignore the distractions at school by doing his assignments, he would not have to go to the woodshed anymore. The boy's behavior improved greatly. At the end of the school semester, there were only about 10 carpenter nails in that old wooden post holding up the privacy fence. Dad told his son to pull out all the nails. The son did just that and remarked that there were a lot of holes in it. Dad instructed his son that careless words and actions can leave a lasting scar when our emotions go out of control. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, "A soft answer turns away anger, but hard words stir up more trouble." Chapter 2, Armor of God. Happy Pappy, Gramps, and Hermit Grumpy are on the same page in telling the Armor of God story. Happy Pappy says we all forget things from time to time. Young folks forget to plan ahead, and us older folks just forget about the plan. Lots of laughing about that. Those periods of forgetting things are called senior moments. Hermit Grumpy gives an example of one of those moments. Gramps locked his house keys inside the house. How in the world does that happen? Heading out the front door, the cat wanted to come in, so Gramps stopped and set down his house keys to let the cat inside. As he began closing the door, Gramps said, "I forgot to pick up my house keys as I locked and shut the front door." Has that ever happened to someone you know? Hope not. That same week, Gramps locked his car keys inside the car, too.
Oh, that could happen to anyone, you think?
Grumpy asks, with the car running, lots of laughter. Just like people have senior moments and forget things, so do Christians. They forget to wear the armor of God, body armor. Remember in our introduction of this book, you learned that knights guarding the king's castle at Dover, England, wore body armor to defend against enemies of the king. Law enforcement officers wear body armor to protect themselves against bad guys who might try to hurt them in the performance of their duties. When Gramps served as a deputy sheriff in circuit court, he wore 5 pounds of body armor, including a steel shock plate for protection against sharp objects that might come from a bad guy who didn't like a ruling by the judge sitting on the bench. Just as body armor protects our first responders, so putting on spiritual body armor protects followers of Jesus. The scripture says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the enemy," Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11.